Joseph.
What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Mick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
Welcome to episode 161 of A Gal and a Gay. We are the Pop Culture Connoisseurs. I'm Mick.
I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us. We're talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we are already... We've already passed episode 3 of season 8, The Long Night, and it was a long episode.
It was. 122 minutes?
Yeah, about an hour and a half. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, third episode of the final season, so we're halfway through, so halfway mark for the season. And it definitely lived up to the expectations, I think, that the fans had, for sure.
Most fans, obviously, there are some out there who are a little upset with some of the decisions that were made, and those maybe did or did not die in this big battle.
I guess we should say spoilers if you haven't watched it by now. If you're the one person in the world who hasn't watched it by now, just know that we are talking about the episode, so there are lots of spoilers. So if you haven't listened to it, do not listen to us.
Yes, please don't. All right, so let's talk about Kitty, what did you think of the episode overall?
I thought it was great. I mean, I think it was from the get-go just kind of action and frantic and scary and just, you know, the show does battles really well, and it always has. And so I think it just lives up to that hype of, you know, you felt the tension that they were all feeling and the fear and just everything that goes into a battle, especially with in the dark enemy that, I mean, is hard to beat. So, I mean, you just felt that energy, I think, throughout it for sure. And then the ending where, Arya pulls off this great kill, and it was so unexpected and so amazing. Like, my dad and I watched it and we were literally cheering and clapping when it happened. It was so unexpected, and it's just great. I just love that it was just, you felt at the end how hopeless they felt, because they're just fighting and killing as much as they can, but it just won't stop anything. And then then Arya saved the day. So,
and I love how Theon was the one to distract the Night King.
Right.
Basically gave Arya the chance to get in there. And it is funny how when you watch the inside the episode afterwards, they basically have said, look, we've been leaving breadcrumbs along the way.
Right.
For several seasons. Uh-huh. And I did think it was interesting, though, that the showrunners did say that they figured out Arya was going to do this 3 seasons ago.
Yes.
Which that makes me wonder if this was not what George R.R. Martin had in mind.
I don't know.
Killing the Night King. Now, we do know that the showrunners became the showrunners, and they were given given Game of Thrones to produce after they said they had figured out, they had a meeting with George R.R. Martin, and they said they had figured out how the show or how the story was going to end. Mm-hmm. So we do know now that the story doesn't end with the defeat of the Night King.
Yeah.
So this could mean that in the books, if and when George R.R. Martin ever finishes them, is Arya going to be the hero at this point in the story?
I mean, I don't know, maybe. My understanding of the books is the Night King and the White Walkers are not a huge threat at the moment in the books. That they're, because they definitely developed it more in the series, especially after season 6. So, you know, it could go a whole different direction in the books, and I bet it will. So,
yeah,
you want to surprise them.
Yeah. Well, and even just kind of going back to those little breadcrumbs that they were talking about, like we're back in season two, where Arya and Melisandre meet, you know, she looks at her, she says, there's a darkness in you and you will shut many eyes,
right?
Brown eyes, blue eyes, and green eyes.
Yeah.
So we do know that the blue eyes, and they said it again in this episode, and I didn't pick it up.
I didn't pick it up.
Oh, she's just basically, I thought Melisandre was just recapping for Arya in case Arya didn't remember that she was talking about the Night King.
Well, I mean, the way she emphasized blue eyes in episode three, I figured she was talking about the White Walkers, but I did not expect it her to be the one to kill the Night King. I thought that it was just be like, you need to go out and fight these White Walkers because you know what you're doing, but not that she was going to be the one to do it, you know, end them all. So, you know, yeah, I know. I just think it's a really clever twist, because Arya's whole arc was about revenge, or at least we thought, you know, her going to the Faceless Men and learning all these moves was to avenge her family, which she did, you know, but it turns out all of this training was for this specific purpose, so she could sneak up on the Night King and kill him without being caught. Yeah,
and that Bran knew what was going to happen.
Right,
he gave her the knife, and I knew. And I remember we've talked about this in previous podcasts. How I knew something was. We knew that he gave that to her for a reason.
Right,
but I just figured, okay, maybe it was to kill Cersei.
Right,
because that was the cat's paw. Dagger is the one that was the assassin was trying to use on him, and we know it was a Lannister that did it, whether it was Joffrey or Cersei. But I thought, okay, that's, you know, that's karma.
But yeah, no, it's now, great.
Yeah, Bran was so out of it, and it's just because, you know, he knew what could happen, and he was setting the events in motion.
Exactly.
But I thought when she, I saw, you know, when that moment when
oh my
she,
God.
I thought,
oh my God,
she's dead. Like, that's here's what I the big, too.
I thought
here's the big death.
Yeah.
I was scared. And then when she dropped it, and again, that switching the hands, I mean, she's done that in other episodes. Again, it was just one of those other breadcrumbs. I thought it was pretty brilliant. And a lot of people, again, are upset that, you know, the Night King's gone and all this stuff. But here's the thing, again, with Game of Thrones, you shouldn't be surprised by anything, or not just because it's like, okay, so-and-so, I can't believe they didn't kill more people.
Right.
Well, guess what? If they killed everyone, there's still three episodes left.
Right. Exactly.
So.
But, you know, I am pleasantly surprised. I mean, Ed and, you know, there were some, not huge deaths, but there were some pretty big deaths in here that have huge impacts on our main characters. And so, you know, it wasn't the body count that I think a lot of people were nervous about. But again, this show, we've come to expect the worst from this show. So it was nice to get a little moment of the good guys winning, you know? So, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the deaths. We had Theon's, which again, Theon went through quite an arc. You know, some people don't think that he should have been redeemed because how awful he was to the people he called his family. But I think, again, it's Game of Thrones. Like, you might be a horrible person, but you still, you know, there's good and bad.
I mean, the show is it's about showing care, like, not all of them are good. Some of them do bad things, but they do good things too. And it's just, you know, that internal struggle. Because I think that's real life, that even good people do bad things. So, And I think Alfie Allen did a really good job. And my dad and I were talking about this, is just the way he portrayed Theon through the years. You know, he started as really cocky, and then he did the horrible thing, and then he got kidnapped by Ramsay and turned into Reek. And he did really, you know, just a really great job of playing a really broken man for a long time. And then coming back around to someone who has a little more confidence and is trying to redeem himself for all the terrible things he did. So I think Alfie Allen did a really great job as Theon.
Yeah, he got his hero moment.
He did.
Okay, let's talk about Lyanna's.
Lyanna Mormont.
Yeah, her hero moment.
Well, I mean, everyone loves Lyanna Mormont. She's the fan favorite. I mean, why not? Of course, she's, you know, she's this strong, outspoken little woman ruling the Mormont and the Bear Island. But, you know, she got a hero's death as well. So I truly thought, I was like, oh my God, they're going to crush this little girl to death, just like Oberyn, and it's going to be awful. But, you know, she got her hero moment too, taking down the giant. So it was really good. I thought it was a nice death. Sad, because she is a great little character and a great little actress. So.
Mm-hmm. And I thought for sure we were going to lose another dragon in this fight.
I really thought so too. I was very scared of that. So I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah. Okay. So did you have any issues? I know a lot of people out there had issues with how dark the episode was. Did you guys have issues?
Yeah. I mean, we turned off all the lights because just because of this, was it the second? Oh, no, the first episode or second episode, it was very dark in scenes. And we're like, okay. So we turned off all the lights. And I mean, it was still dark, but it wasn't that bad. But, you know, I understand why they did it the way they did. I mean, I read an article today about the guy who did the cinematography, and he said, you know, it's supposed to be dark and chaotic, and you're supposed to get that feeling from it. And you definitely did. I mean, I get it. That's why they want this theme of it is dark, it's chaotic. They're fighting the dead in the dark. You know, so it's a little disorienting. So I think it worked.
Yeah, and I figured we were kind of thinking the same thing while we were watching it. But I was like, you know, if somebody important dies, they're going to make sure we see it.
Right, exactly.
You know? They're going to make sure there's some kind of light or fire near so you can see so-and-so.
And every notable death in this episode you did see on screen and you saw perfectly fine. So,
The one thing that we haven't talked about is – what did you think when you saw John walk through Winterfell and pass Sam? When Sam was,
I was really surprised that he didn't stop to help him. Like, I figured that he would see Sam in trouble and go and save him, but he didn't. Which was that about? Maybe it's just because he was so hell-bent on getting to Bran, because he knew he had to go get Bran and the Night King. So he's like, I'm sorry, Sam, I gotta go, which is, you know, understandable. Yeah. But, you know, it was interesting.
That was probably the most shocking, well, besides the Arya reveal, that was probably the most shocking moment for me in that episode, because it was so out of character.
Right.
He didn't even look concerned.
Right.
I don't know.
But, you know, I think at that point in the battle, you get the sense that it's overwhelming and it's hopeless. Like, everyone is just sort of on their last fight, and it's just one of those things where, like, I don't know what to do. So, like, he's like, I'm focused on this one mission. I'm going to get to Bran and the Night King. And then there's a dead dragon in my way. But
I also thought it was interesting when Daenerys tried to burn the Night King.
Yes.
And fire didn't touch him.
And it comes back with that smirk.
Yeah.
What you get. So you got cocky, Night King. That's what happens. I just wonder why Dragonfire. I mean, is it because he's magic and dragons are magic? Maybe.
But didn't fire work on his generals?
No. And that they didn't, because there was a scene, and I cannot remember which one it was, but there is another scene with the White Walkers where there is fire and they walked right through it.
Okay.
And it was some episode, I can't remember, but they walked right through the fire.
Okay.
So I guess that was foreshadowing that Dragonfire can't kill him, probably. Yeah. But.
Okay, so looking ahead, we still have three episodes left. And from looking at who is directing each episode, so this last one, it was, Hold on, I'm looking. The guy who's directed Miguel Spichenik. he has directed all the really big battles, and the episodes he is directing this season, episode 3, which we just saw, The Long Night, and episode 5. So apparently the battle will be episode 5.
That makes sense, yep.
And here's the thing. I don't know where they're going now.
I don't know either.
You know they're going to try and take King's Landing, but their army, they barely have an army now.
I know.
So I'm very interested. I love that we really have no idea where it's going.
Because it could go a million different ways and we don't really know. Right.
And I think everyone just assumed that we would be ending with the Night King in King's Landing trying to destroy it. That would be the final battle.
But I mean, and as much as I love the Night King story, in the past season, it has been the focus, the past couple seasons. But I mean, overall, the show is really not about magic or supernatural stuff. It's about the people and the fight for the throne. So it makes sense to me that that would be the ending of the series. It's just
the whole
political side of it all.
Okay. So your predictions.
Oh God, it's hard. I mean, I truly don't know where they're going to go with it. I mean, there's so many things, but I do. I definitely think that Jaime is going to be the one to kill Cersei, because that, to me, that's the only way it makes sense.
Arya's with Jaime's face. What if Bronn kills Jaime, and then Arya takes his face and finishes it?
Yeah, that's a good one. But I don't. I truly don't think Bronn's going to kill Tyrion or or Jaime. Because they're his only friends. I mean, he's friends with both of them. And I know he's a sellsword, but I think this is going to be the one thing where he's like, you know, fuck it, I'm not going to do this.
It would be great if he told them about it and then both of them were the ones to kill Cersei with the bow.
Right. So, yeah, I just think that it makes more poetic sense to have it Cersei, Tyrion, Jaime, have their final conflict and one of them dying in it, you know. So that's what I get. As far as who's going to rule, I have no idea. I don't know. There's, like I said, there's just so many different ways it could go. So we'll see.
I kind of feel like if this is truly the end of Game of Thrones, doesn't the Iron Throne have to be destroyed?
Yes, I know. And that's, you know, I've read a lot of theories that people think that's where it's going to end up, is that there's not going to be an Iron Throne and it's going to be maybe a democracy. Like the people are going to elect their rulers. Maybe it's Dany and John, maybe it's Dany, you know, who knows that, that it's not going to be a monarchy anymore. You know, that maybe a democracy will form in some form or fashion, but
I think that's really the only way this story really ends.
I agree.
If there's no more Iron Throne. Because I don't see, no matter what happens, Cersei is dead. She's dead.
I think so. She has to die. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, we have 3 episodes left. I cannot believe there are only 3 episodes left. There's a lot that's gotta happen.
There's still a question about whether, you know, Melisandre had this whole prophecy of the prince who was promised, you know, being the one to defeat the Night King. And is that Arya? Like, they need to clear that up. Is Arya the prince who was promised, or like, was it Jon? Because throughout the season it was Stannis and then she thought it was Jon. But I mean, was this all just leading up? I don't know. Now that Melisandre is dead, I don't know if that question's going to be answered, but I think there needs to be some way to clear that up, because a lot of people are wondering.
I wonder if it will be Varys who will clear that up.
Oh, yes, possibly. Or Bran, who knows the world, so maybe he can shed some light on it. Because Melisandre, I mean, she died at the end because her mission is done. Like, this is what her purpose. So, yeah, I just wondered.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. So, and we'll definitely
Yeah,
definitely be watching.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, guys, we want to know what you think. A lot of people, obviously, this is besides Avengers Endgame, which Kitty has not seen yet, but she will see very soon.
Yes.
This is what everyone is really talking about and where Game of Thrones goes from here with only three episodes left.
Right.
So
I think the season is just knocking it out of the park. I know people have their complaints about it, but I think overall it's really, so far, a fabulous final season. So I trust the show will end on a note that will be satisfying for us all, I hope.
Yep. I agree. Well, one way or another, it's not our story to tell. It's their story to tell, and that's all up to them.
Yep, exactly.
Excellent. All right, well, guys, you can always follow us on all kinds of social media.
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at A Gal and A Gay. So find us and like us and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
And we'll be recapping Endgame here very soon, and we can talk about what's next for the Marvel universe after the biggest movie of all time right now.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Excellent. All right, guys, thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.